I thought this was 2019. And Raven somehow was under the impression that we're still in the 1980s, some point where you write checks.
Well, listen, Star 99.9, Ann and Raven, you've ridiculed me before for the fact that I write checks. Not only that I write checks, but I still balance an actual checkbook.
We'll
I
be
do that.
In the meeting, like in the middle of the show, and he'll pull out his checkbook and start balancing it. And I just don't understand.
I want to make sure the numbers add up. The past 3 years, seriously, it's had the wrong address on there, because who writes checks anymore at this point? At this point, I used to write like 2-3 checks a month. At this point, I think I write a check to my dentist, which is like every 6 months when you go for a cleaning. Everybody else, forget it.
Yeah, how come dentists don't let you pay online? What is that?
He still sends me an old envelope, and the pay slip doesn't even fit in the envelope fully. It's like a regular size envelope your grandmother used to send.
It's weird.
So it's a little bit weird. Yeah. So anyways, I got down to the dreaded last check, and even though you don't write a lot, you still need them. So I had to order, and of course, I get online. I order from one of those things that they put in the Clipper magazine or whatever, and they're like, oh, well, 2 boxes is a good deal. 3 boxes are good. 4 boxes is clearly the best deal ever, $55. So I order them thinking that a box is, a thing of checks, like one book of checks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I have checks for a long time. No, it's at least 2 books for each box here. So now I have, seriously, a stack of like 16 books of checks.
Good. Yeah.
Immediately after, like, I got the checks, I checked the date, and I was like, oh, it's good. They came out good. And then I started thinking immediately, like, I write one check every 6 months.
Right.
These are the last checks I'm going to have.
Till you die.
Until I absolutely drop dead.
Yep.
Which is just like, and now I feel like a pressure. Like, I have to start writing more checks.
Who are you writing checks
to? So I can maybe prolong my life, or else they're going to come in and it's going to be like an episode of Hoarders, and it'll just be these books of checks all over the place. Like, I feel like it's a doomsday clock. That's how I feel.
With the exception of
it's a terrible feeling.
The $6 I have to send to hate my daughter's school for her scholastic.
Right. Who magazine. Else are you writing a check
Who
for?
Who am I writing checks to?
It's like an age-old question. If you walked into a psychic and they could tell you the day you were going to die, would you want to know? Now I feel like check number 1658 is going to be the last day of my life. Will I even get there?
Raven, not even psychics take checks anymore. They've got credit card machines there. Like,
you're probably doing? Right.
You're right.
They're on Square.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Who do you still write checks to?
To Aquarian Water, because they will charge you a processing fee if you process through their online system.
Yeah, I will do anything to avoid the fee when possible, no matter the inconvenience. I'll take an envelope to the post office and have it weighed before I will pay the 32 cents convenience fee.
Actually, they charge $1.99.
$1.99! Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who do you write checks to?
Well, call me old-fashioned, but 95% of my bills I write checks to.
No
I kidding. Figure I keep the post office in business, and also my nail salon I write a check to.
Thank God for mobile banking, because if not, back in the day, they would just be cursing you out in Korean.
I love my checks. They're pretty.
What are they?
They're little flowers. Oh. My husband's not happy about them, but he never writes checks, so it's fine.
Think what you put on your check says a lot about you, the background image, which is why I go with blank.
Yeah.
I don't want people reading me based on that.
No, I just went through that. It was so stressful figuring out what checks to order. By the way, no DJ checks. Missed it there, guys. All right. Missed the mark.
You need either plain in the back, or you need the American flag. Otherwise, when you start getting into the flowers, no offense to you, you're like, all right, a little weird.
I went with parchment paper. It's like I'm signing the Declaration of Independence.
That's nice. With your John Hancock.
Thank you, Styles checks, but you still need some DJ stuff.
Maria wrote on our Facebook page, her checks have dragonfly designs.
Nice.
Ooh, right.
That's pretty.
What does that say about you? You're whimsical?
Dragonflies are a visitor, as they say. It's a visitor from an old friend on another plane. Plus, they eat mosquitoes. Well done, dragonflies. Good job.
1-800-330-9999. Who do you still write checks to? This is fascinating. I'm on our Facebook page, and I asked, who do you still write checks to? Raven just bought 16 new checkbooks because I think he's just going to have them till he dies, and I don't understand who he's writing checks to.
There's something sad about knowing that this is the last thing of that I will own until I die. It really does feel scary.
What are you going to do when you move?
I don't know. No, I'm just going to cross it out.
Off.
for the rest of my life. This is too much checks that I've purchased here to go back.
I'm looking at our Facebook page, and there is a clear divide of people. Those who don't understand what even checks are or why you would have them.
Right.
And then the other that don't believe in the internet. And they think that, you know, that somebody's going to steal their information the minute they put their credit card information in the internet. So they refuse.
Here's the thing. They do is have checks. Here's the thing. Somebody's already stolen your stuff.
They're just waiting.
Hate to break it to you.
It's only a matter of time.
But, I mean, you read the paper, right? Because if you're not using the internet, that's where you're still getting information.
All right. We're going to get to all your calls coming up next. If you want to chime in too, 1-800-330-9999. Who do you still write checks to? Raven tells me the other day he bought 16 checkbooks. 16. I go, who are you in 2019 writing checks to?
Yeah. It was a bad decision. I was tricked into it. It happened, though. I write a check to my dentist every 6 months at this point.
Good. Now, at this rate, you could go to your dentist for the next 7,000 years and have no problems.
I'm telling you, there's going to be at least 6 books left on the day that I'm dead. I can tell right now, and it's affected me in a strange way.
Start 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. We got to know, who are you still writing checks to?
Everyone.
Do you?
Cleaning lady, the guy who cuts the lawn, the dry cleaners, anyone who does house, anything on the house, I write them to everybody.
Why?
Wow.
Because then I have a record of it. Do I fall and get my balance? Yes. Do I keep a running ledger like an old person? No. But I have the, you know, running balance, and then I have it as a record. It's proof that I paid.
I mean, you call to get the balance, huh?
Yeah, I call the 800 number to get the balance all the time.
That's the thing I hate the most about calling my credit card company or my bank is that they make me listen to all that stuff before I get to actually press the button for the thing that I actually called for. I detest it, Anna.
Yeah, you keep track of the button you press, and you just press and you get passed.
Oh,
right,
man.
But you know that if you go out, you log on to the website, that it tells you where you paid, and then you can send that also to prove that you paid. It has, like, transaction numbers.
Yep.
I guess, but I'm 60. I'm old. My girlfriend's old.
Do it. That's all right.
Right. You don't.
You do you.
Don't trust the internet.
Right.
I got you this intraweb thing. It's a fad.
Get out of here with that.
That's right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who do you still write checks to?
I write a check for my Discover card because I pay all my other bills with the Discover credit card. But then I write them a check.
Yeah, but you can hook it up so you pay it from your bank account.
Like, this is her way of doing it Escobar style. All right? It's offshore. Yeah. She runs it all out of this master account, and then the head pays everybody.
I
get it.
Right.
It's Machiavellian.
And I get cash back, so it works well.
Illuminati. Okay. I know what's going on here. And Raven, do you still write checks, and who are you writing checks to?
I do. I write like a million. I actually pulled out my check register. I write checks to the oil people. I write checks to the lawn guy. I write checks to the dance studio at the dance store to get my son his dance clothes. I write stuff to the hairdresser.
Nice.
Pay my taxes.
There's a power trip making people wait 2 to 3 days for their money. I like that. I'd be like, here's this money. But you don't really have that money till later.
Imagine you tell someone the check's in the mail. They'd be like, liar.
Right.
Liar.
Right. What is this, 1987?
Right. No. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who do you still write checks to?
I still have to write checks for my electric payment. You can only pay by cash or check.
Are you in Wallingford?
Yes.
What is up with Wallingford?
Yes. Wait a
Why
minute.
Why don't they get with it?
You can only pay your electricity by cash or check in Wallingford?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. And cash has to be in person, so I'm not going to go in person, so I send a check.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Our electric is so cheap.
Can you imagine?
Are you guys Quakers?
Our electric is really cheap.
Are you guys Quakers or Amish?
Yes.
What?
We have our own electric, but it's so cheap. So
well, here's the thing.
I can't complain.
If they want cheap electric, they have to also make their own furniture like the Amish and hand deliver the checks to the office.
Well, now I understand. Thank you. I just needed clarification.